For many Portlanders, summer means camping. If you're looking for a camping trip that also gives back to the forest, then you might be interested in BARC's Summer Base Camp. With us now live in Studio 2 to talk about this is the public campout community organizer Courtney Ray. Thanks for joining us, Courtney.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So for our listeners who might be unfamiliar with your organization, Courtney, can you tell us a little bit about BARC?
Hi. Thanks for having me, first of all. BARC is the Portland-based and volunteer-driven watchdog organization working to defend and restore Mount Hood National Forest. Right now, our mission is to restore natural processes and the ecosystem on these public lands and also to support communities in rallying together for its preservation and restoration. Been around for about 17 years now, so we have a great amount of information about the forest and obviously a lot of respect for it as well.
So that's really quite a long-standing tenure in Portland. You and I were talking before we went on air about the name BARC. I asked you if it was an acronym, and you told me it's actually stands for something else. You want to tell the listeners about that?
You know, that's a common question. BARC actually is calling upon kind of a historical member of society, the barker, who would, you know, reach out to the public and draw attention to something that, you know, we believe is important and that people shouldn't miss. I also have heard folks describing it as, you know, bark is the protective layer of a tree, and in that we are a forest defense organization, that's also pretty appropriate.
Great. Well, BARC is holding a public summer base camp from now until August 15th. So what's summer base camp? Where is it located? What's going to happen there?
Base camp is a free public camp out, and it's up in the area of the Upper Clackamas, so the southern part of Mount Hood National Forest. And really, it's BARC's way of helping folks, just people, get out to the forest to learn and experience, you know, this amazing landscape. A lot of us will see that on our commute every day, or maybe we can see it from our office. If we're really lucky, we can see it from our backyard. But being out there is definitely the best way to learn about damage that is done by commercial projects like logging and road building. And so we have 4 full weeks of camping planned, and that is to support campers and volunteers to do some hands-on learning and working to protect the forest.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Is this a family-friendly campout, and can anybody attend, or is there a lower upper age limit?
No, absolutely. Open to the public, family-friendly, and that's something that we really stress is important, is that these are public lands. They belong to all of us, and it is also our responsibility as a community to make sure we are informed about what's going on those lands and that we stand up for the things that we believe are the best, you know, serving the people the best and for creating accessibility for everyone. So definitely family friendly. We even have kid-specific parts of camp and activities planned. We will be doing field work every day. And so if you're up to going out and doing some surveying of timber sales, there's that role for you. If you more prefer to hang around camp and help out with making things run smoothly, we'd love to have you there for those reasons too.
So you touched on this just a second ago, but this camp out is about a lot more than just sleeping outdoors. It's also about bringing awareness to the Hunter Integrated Resources Project. So why don't you tell listeners a little bit about that? Give us some background on what it is.
So Hunter is a timber sale. Integrated Resource Project is really a euphemism among many kind of terms that the Forest Service will use to describe what is at its root the sale of public timber to a private company. And the Hunter timber sale is the latest large proposal in the Clackamas River District. It's over 3,000 acres, generally surrounding Highway 46 from the Big Bottom Wilderness area, including the area around Austin Hot Springs and Bagby Hot Springs, if you're familiar. So there are some parts of this project that we consider kind of taking a step back from where we have been in Oregon and in the West about protecting public lands. This proposal has 260 acres of logging in native forest, which is forest that has never been logged before, and also almost 100 acres of what is termed regeneration harvest, which effectively, with leaving about 15% of trees in a regeneration harvest that's basically clear-cutting that area. And that's something we haven't seen in decades. And so we're very concerned about this project, that it's setting a really bad precedent, letting the Forest Service kind of push against the environmental protections that we've worked very hard for in Oregon. There's also nearly 14 miles of road building in this area, and many folks know that old roads, deteriorating logging roads, are causing severe impacts to the watershed. The Upper Clackamas watershed, where this project is planned, is over half of it is designated critical habitat for threatened northern spotted owls, which is a species that really means a lot to us regionally and kind of also represents the power of people to step up and take care of public lands. So to see that pushback from our federal agency that's meant to serve the people is really unfortunate. And so we'll be having our camp out to focus on gathering information about that timber sale, and the camp will allow us to make sure that people are nearby, that we can get to, you know, many of the units, and that folks can spend that time together learning about what's going on in the forest.
Okay, great. And we have a couple minutes left. So many things I want to ask you. Can you tell us briefly about ground truthing and how that fits in, and then maybe go on to talk a little bit more about some of the field work and other activities?
Sure. Ground truthing is pretty simple. It's field work from BARC's perspective. We will visit proposed timber sales and then document what we find on the ground in that area. So things like tree size, canopy cover, wildlife, water features, evidence of landslides, just anything that we can identify on the landscape. And then we compare that with the documents from the Forest Service that describe what they believe is going on there and why they're proposing to log there. And we can then determine, you know, inaccuracies based on the actual conditions on the ground. And in the past, our ground truthers, who are all volunteers, have found and documented things like rare plants and animals, and have actually led to cancellation of some timber sales. The horseshoe timber sale near Lolo Pass would be one example of that.
Great. Well, why don't you give listeners once more the dates for the summer base camp and give people an idea of how they can learn more, where they can go online, and also how listeners can support BARC's work in other ways.
So the campout's on right now. Volunteers have been out there for a couple of days. Everything's set up. We have a group kitchen. We'll be able to cook for the entire community for breakfast and dinner. Folks are invited to come and stay as long as they can or want to. It's about 10 miles past the Ripple Brook Ranger Station off Highway 46, and more detailed directions are available on our website. Basically, each day we'll ask folks to go out on ground truthing missions in the Hunter Timber Sale, and then each evening we've a schedule of events that includes a lot of friends and allied organizations that we know. We've invited them to come and speak about their work. So we have a forest-themed theater event one evening. We have a wildlife tracking hike on a different evening. Tomorrow we'll be hearing from a local expert about the history of Bigfoot encounters in the area that our camp is in over the last 100 years. And so we have kind of a variety of people that are interested in the area, and we want to make sure that we share all that information, and we think the forest is a really great place to do that.
Well, that sounds like tons of fun. We're out of time, but thank you, Courtney, for coming in. That was Courtney Ray, community organizer for BARC. To learn more about BARC and their summer base camp that is running right now through August 15th, you can check out their website at www.bark-out.org/basecamp. Thanks.